Good muggy Saturday morning, and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and that summer season 2022, episode 9, August 6th of 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music and some of the other music that will appear throughout this podcast. We are up to our 9th episode of the summer season, the summer of 2022. Time is flying by. We are now into August, everybody. August. Yes, you heard that right. Not the first full week, because we started out with July 31st on Sunday, but we're moving into time where we're going to be back to school before the end of the month. We are continuing with our regularly scheduled Saturday morning episodes. In this episode, we will update the Honors Summer Reading Project information, answer another student email about the writing prompts. Before we get to that, I am going to lament about the weather. It is super muggy outside. I had to do some work unloading my truck and doing some other odds and ends, and it is sticky. You can actually swim through the air. That's how humid it is outside. It seems to be a regularly occurring occurrence on Saturdays. Pause for coffee. Just for the record, this is my third attempt at this podcast. Boogered up the first one. Second one, cruising through, and one of my friends called me. I haven't talked to him forever. Thought I muted his call, but it paused the episode, screwed everything up. I didn't realize it paused the iPad. So this is take three. Hopefully you guys are staying dry from the storms, staying dry from the storms that have been rolling through the air, staying safe. We are going to get back to things, jump into student emails right after this brief musical interlude. All right, we are back, and we're going to jump right into student emails. We do the student email section of the podcast every week. You get enrichment points if you're doing this during the school year. Over the summer, no enrichment points. But I take your questions that are about the class, about the content, about school in general. We broadcast them over the podcast, get the information out to everyone else. Once again, this was a summer question, and it's very good. It pertains to the summer reading project. So, thank you to the virtual studio audience. This is an excellent question. The email starts out, Mr. Sal, I have a question about the writing prompts. In the last topic on characters, it says to interview a character, and I'm confused on what that means. This was an excellent question. Now with this is your shot at being creative with this writing prompt to a certain degree. You are going to, in the past, a lot of students have used this for like a podcast. They've had a special guest presenter, someone to answer questions for them, be it a parent, a friend, family member, whomever. What they do is they come up with a series of questions that they would ask a character of their choosing from the book. Now, to channel my inner Mike Tomlin, obviously you cannot interview the book characters because they're no longer living. But you're going to choose a character that you feel interests you some way. And you're going to come up with questions and answer them. You can write them down and have it as a written question and answer back and forth. You can have it as an audio podcast, if you will. Some students have done that's probably one of the easier ways, one of the easier ones to do as a podcast. Anyway, what you do is you'll ask the character questions, go beyond just answering short yes and no questions from the book. You know, it'll be factually based upon what happened to the character in the book, but you could also go a little deeper. Knowing the character's experience, you can pose questions, you know, hypotheticals, like what would you have done if you'd have made it to the end of the war, or what would you have done in this, you know, situation B, even though that character wasn't involved in that situation, or how would you feel about the, you know, events going on, you know, in another time frame, based upon what you know of that character from what you read in the book. You can give a legitimate answer if you truly understand the character. So you can work with this a little bit more, not just, you know, did you miss your family during the Holocaust? You know, were you scared? Go beyond those basic questions, because you know that they were scared. You know they missed their family. So you want to go a little deeper on this one, be a little creative, but you are going to base your answers upon the facts presented in the book and what you've learned about the character based upon the facts in the book. You should have a good idea as to, you know, what these characters like, their background, how they would react in certain situations. So that's how you answer that prompt. If you need more information, please reach out. I will help you with that. And we'll go from there. But, you know, that's basically, you can have a little bit of fun with this one. I don't know if that's the, I would say be a little more creative with this answer. Not necessarily a little more fun, but be creative. Also be respectful. Remember, that is key with these writing prompts, is being respectful, because these people actually live these events that are in the book Night. So that wraps up another excellent question. Please, if you have any questions, let me know. As I said, we're getting ready. School's starting up here rather quickly. In fact, I have to go into school this upcoming week for some training. And then, as I get on my calendar here, the following week is a floating in service. And we have 1, 2, 3 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. In 3 weeks, we'll be starting back to school. So hopefully you're wrapping up your summer reading. I still can't get into Schoology with classes. Once that happens, I will post the assignments. Each individual writing prompt will be its own assignment. And you'll submit the links to your writings in that assignment. So once that's up and running, I will let you know how that goes. And that's pretty much all the content I have. So I'm going to take a short, very brief pause, a little musical interlude. And from there, I'm going to go refill my coffee and come back and wrap up this podcast. And we're back using my radio announcer voice. School announcements, which I was going to skip over, I'm not. Remember, a week or so ago, Dr. Greeno sent out School Messenger with the links to New Brighton social media pages. Check them out. Speaking of social media, once again, I'm going to keep throwing props to What's Up New Brighton, an internet show and school club. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. You get enrichment points and snacks for joining that. We also have a TikTok channel. Look for content there for What's Up New Brighton. You know, you can check out ebooks from the school library over the summer. I know summer's winding down, but it's never too late to read. And that pretty much wraps up the school announcements. So, as always, I want to mention several things. First of all, the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast, opinions are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you like them, please let me know. If you don't like them, please send constructive criticism my way. Don't get mad at anyone else. We'll get into some of the organizations I like and I think do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. if you are an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what is going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, now LinkedIn, and anywhere else you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone that reaches the outside world or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211.org or 211 from any phone. We also have 501pa.com, especially with the storms that rolled through last night. Roads being closed due to construction. It is construction season. We have flooding with the storms, tree branches down. 501pa.com is a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year, any time of year. 501pa.com shows you driving conditions across the state, where the location of PennDOT snow plows are in the winter, where construction is. They have live traffic cams that show the traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. I use this mobile site a lot. If you use it on your computer, there's a mobile app to use. Check it out, 511pa.com. And that wraps up this week's show, everybody. Have a great rest of your summer, with little is left of it, not to bring you down, but it is into the hot, humid days of August. We're winding down for school. Podcast will come out next Saturday again. I will be out of town, but I will get the podcast out to you on Saturday. This is a different format from what we will be running over the school year. I want to thank my daughter once again for the theme music and some of the musical interludes for the podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and I will talk with you next week. Remember, any questions, get them to me via email. See you next week.